A Southern Indiana egg farmer is suing to get on the Republican primary ballot for U.S. Senate. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports John Rust is challenging a state law that requires either a primary voting record or local political party chair permission to run.
There are two ways a candidate can run as a Republican or Democrat in an Indiana primary. They must have voted in that party's primary in the last two primary elections in which they cast a ballot, or they have to get the permission of the county party leader where they live. John Rust says he's a lifelong Republican, but he's sometimes voted in Democratic primaries and doesn't meet that two-primary rule. And his local party chair refuses to allow him to run against Congressman Jim Banks in next year's GOP primary for U.S. Senate. There have been a couple recent lawsuits over this same ballot restriction, but those both failed because the elections had long since passed. Rust says the Indiana law controlling ballot access is unconstitutional, and he argues there's enough time to get him on the ballot next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.